Hello, today with me, we have Applied Macroeconomic Research Division economist, researcher, Fabio Parla, who will talk and tell us a bit more about his recent paper on identifying high frequency shocks with Bayesian mixed frequency VARs. So the topic, the title sounds a bit complicated, but we will disentangle that very soon. So Fabio, can you tell us a bit more what your paper is about?
So first of all, Aurelia, thank you so much for organizing the podcast. So our paper is about the issues related with the use of data sampled at a different frequency with a specific focus on vector autoregression model. In particular, in this paper, we focused the analysis on the identification of shocks which hit the system at high frequency. So for example, let's suppose to think about shocks occurring to financial markets, whose data are typically available at high frequency, for example, daily or even more ticker at hourly level. So in our paper, we propose a novel structural identification strategy to identify these high frequency shocks using a model which is particularly suitable to deal with series observed at a different frequency. So in general, standard OLS techniques, in case of a large mismatch between frequencies, might lead to imprecise estimates. So for this reason, we rely on a Bayesian mixed frequency var. Then, as an illustrative example, we study the transmission of high frequency financial uncertainty shock into the US macroeconomy.
Okay, thank you. So you talk and use high frequency data or shocks in your model, in your study. And while we see more and more of this high frequency data also being used in macro. So can you tell us a bit more why is it important to use this high frequency data in the empirical macroeconomic literature? What does it give?
So since the recent global financial crisis, there has been a growing amount of research that highlight how disturbances in financial markets affect the macroeconomy. Nowadays, very recently with the COVID-19 outbreak, there is an increasing interest in monitoring high frequency data from financial market because we are observing rapid changes in the global macroeconomic outlook. But we know that macroeconomic variables are typically available at a monthly or even at a lower frequency, for example, quarterly. So exploiting information at high frequency from financial markets could be important in the analysis of macrofinancial linkages.
Can you tell us a bit more about where did you take the motivation for your research project? Where did it come from?
Yes, well, the motivation originally was empirical, because in the last few years since COVID-19 outbreak, we are observing a large increase in financial uncertainty at the global level. This is, of course, a bad news because in empirical literature, it is well documented how increase in financial uncertainty is typically associated with a detrimental effect on the macroeconomic outlook. For example, the US, financial uncertainty and macroeconomic uncertainty are recognized as one of the major drivers of the Great Recession and the subsequent slow recovery. However, as we know, one of the most used proxy of financial uncertainty in the empirical literature, which is, for example, the VIX, is available at a daily frequency. And when we want to investigate the transmission of financial uncertainty shocks using the VIX, we have to take into account that macroeconomic variables are typically observed at a lower frequency. For example, industrial production is observed at a monthly frequency, GDP is observed at a quarterly frequency, and so on and so forth. So the research question that drives our paper is, how can we correctly identify shocks that hit actually the system at high frequency, for example, daily, and evaluate and estimate the impact of these shocks on variables which are observed at a lower frequency?
Recently, quite a few papers have pointed out the importance of using the data at different frequencies. So can you tell us a bit more, how do you compare, how do you contribute to this strand of literature.
Okay, so let me say something about the models that are typically used in the empirical literature. So the empirical literature face the use of mixed frequency data with two types of VAR models. Let's suppose, for example, that we observe two time series. One is observed at a high frequency, for example, weekly or daily, and the other one is observed at a lower frequency, for example, the monthly industrial production. One of the first models that can be used, that actually is used in literature, is a parameter-driven model, where essentially the high frequency observations of the low frequency variables are treated as missing observations. So then these high frequency observations, which are not observed, are drawn using some specific econometrics techniques. There is another possibility to deal with data sampled at a different frequency, which is the so-called stacked mixed frequency VAR, which has been introduced by a seminal work of Eric Geisels in Journal of Econometrics in 2016. This model, compared to the previous one, is an observation-driven model, where the high frequency observations enter the model as separated endogenous variables. So in this type of models, we have different endogenous variables corresponding to each of the high frequency series. In our paper, we focus on this second methodology, which I already mentioned is called stacked mixed frequency VAR, because the high frequency observation in this type of models are not treated as latent process, but instead are stuck together with the low frequency variables in the same vector of variables entering the model. We contribute to this to the methodology of the estimation of this type of mixed frequency VAR by introducing a new height frequency identification strategy, which relies on the use of Bayesian estimation techniques. This approach is not new, is based on a recent paper published in the Journal of Econometrics in 2016 by Gotz, Eck, and Smex that discuss how Bayesian shrinkage techniques could improve the estimation of models in the case of data sampled at a different frequency.
Okay, very interesting. So can you elaborate a bit more, well, going a bit more technical, how does your paper build upon these two contributions?
So both of the two papers that I mentioned before, the one from Geisel and the one from Gotz, Eck, and Smex, discuss the use of Bayesian tools in the estimation of stacked mixed frequency VAR as an alternative of the frequentist approach. In particular, we closely follow the work of Gotz, Eck, and Smex that discuss how to impose a normal inverse Wishart prior on the mixed frequency VAR coefficients using an artificial data approach. So these data are constructed specifically to take into account the different frequency of the data. However, while the authors focus on Granger causality testing, we use these shrinkage techniques to identify high frequency shocks. So recently, a number of papers have used Bayesian techniques in the estimation of the stacked mixed frequency VAR, with a particular interest in forecasting evaluation, but also for structural analysis. However, to the best of our knowledge, our contribution is the first study that identifies high frequency shocks by explicitly considering the different nature of the time series when setting the prior belief.
Can you tell us what could be the consequences of ignoring the different data frequencies when estimating the VAR models?
So typically, when the data are observed at a different sampling frequency, one solution could be simply aggregating the height frequency series, for example, the VIX, to the lowest sampling frequency available, which is typically that of the macroeconomic variable. For example, talking about the VIX and the effects on macroeconomic variables, if you are interested in how financial uncertainty shock is transmitted to the macroeconomy, one strategy could be aggregating the daily VIX to the monthly frequency of the macroeconomic variables. For example, taking the mean of the daily observation within the month or the last observation, and then estimating a var with all the variables observed at the same frequency. So this gives us a common frequency var approach. However, as argued by a number of recent papers, forecasting a structural shock identification could be potentially misspecified if we ignore that some data, in this case the VIX, are available at a higher frequency. And that's the reason why there is an increasing number of papers pointing out how these tools, mixed frequency VAR models, can produce more accurate and reliable forecasting and structural analysis, thus avoiding the issue associated with the so-called temporal aggregation bias.
Yes, and in your paper, you do investigate this temporal aggregation bias. So can you tell us about how you do this?
Yeah, so essentially this bias derives on the fact that we might not consider the different sampling frequencies in the data. So in our paper, the comparison between the mixed frequency VAR and the common frequency VAR is based essentially on an impulse response analysis. And we do it by comparing the impulse responses obtained from a mixed frequency VAR with those obtained from a VAR where the height frequency variable is aggregated to a lower frequency. From a comparison between impulse responses obtained from the two models, we can then shed light on potential temporal aggregation bias, which might affect parameter estimates. In the first stage, we conduct a Monte Carlo experiment to evaluate the behavior of the impulse response function in both a mixed frequency and in a common frequency model. In particular, with this type of exercise, we want to investigate whether the models, mixed frequency and common frequency VARs, produce similar response to the true data generating process, which is essentially a mixed frequency VAR. In a second stage of the analysis, we apply this height frequency identification framework to estimate the effects of the financial uncertainty shock on US business cycle variable, which are observed at a monthly frequency.
So could you tell us more about this empirical analysis that you conduct in the paper?
Yeah, so in the empirical analysis, we perform two exercises. In a first exercise, we estimate a mixed frequency VAR using a weekly series of VIX, which is constructed such that we observe 4 weekly observations within each month, together with the set of US monthly macroeconomic variables, including, for example, consumer price index, industrial production, real personal consumption expenditures, and federal funds rate. But we also extend the set of endogenous variables to include proxies of labor market and long-term interest rate. Then in a second exercise, as we know that the VIX is actually observed at a daily frequency, we replace the weekly VIX with a daily series. In both the two exercises, the estimation period ran from January 1990 to December 2019. However, as a robustness check, we also include observation for 2020.
Okay. How do you measure financial uncertainty in your model?
Yeah, uncertainty is difficult to measure because it is not directly observed. In the empirical literature, researchers have used different strategies to identify financial uncertainty. Our strategy in particular is based on proxy variables. So essentially, we rely on one of the most used proxy of financial uncertainty, that is the VIX. In this case, shocks to the VIX in our model correspond to our financial uncertainty shock. But these shocks, as I said, are not observed. So we need an economic interpretation and we need to identify these shocks.
So how do you identify this high frequency shock and what is the frequency of the shock?
Using this mixed frequency VAR methodology, it is possible to identify shocks, for example, at a weekly frequency, if the VIX is observed at a weekly frequency, or even at a daily one. So for example, in the case of weekly VIX, we can identify shocks that occur in each of the different weeks within the month. Now, to identify the weekly shocks, the weekly financial uncertainty shocks, we follow the idea that there is a publication lag when we observe the mixed frequency series. In detail, in our empirical analysis, we assume that the height frequency variables, our VIX, are published before the low frequency macroeconomic variables. Moreover, we assume that, for example, a shock to the VIX occurring in the second week of the month only affect the following weeks.
Okay. And now, the most interesting part, I guess. So what do your empirical results suggest?
So as a general result, we corroborate the findings in both theoretical and empirical literature, highlighting how an increase in financial uncertainty leads to negative effects in the macroeconomic variables, both in the mixed frequency and in the common frequency case. Then we compare the results between the two models, and we find that aggregating the height frequency VIX to the monthly frequency of the macroeconomic variables could lead to biased responses. So first, we observe that the response of the low frequency variable is different across the different weeks, both in the short and in the long run. In particular, we find that the response of the low frequency variable tend to decrease moving from the first part of the month toward the end of the month. Then we compare the results from mixed frequency VAR with those obtained from a common frequency VAR by aggregating the impulse responses to high frequency shock. And we compare these results with the VAR where the VIX is aggregated to a monthly frequency. The empirical results reveal that there is a less recessionary effect on financial uncertainty when we rely on a mixed frequency analysis instead on a common frequency VAR.
Very interesting. So regarding this last result, do you have some intuitive explanation of why this temporal aggregation bias is such that it shows a weaker impact in high frequencies than in low frequencies?
In the paper, to clarify the issue on temporal aggregation bias, we don't rely only on empirical analysis, but we also show a Monte Carlo experiment to investigate whether this temporal aggregation bias is also shown in population. In both the Monte Carlo exercise and in the empirical analysis, the response obtained from the common frequency VAR, as you mentioned, are larger than those from a mixed frequency VAR. But this, of course, depends on the data generating process and on the observed VIX and macroeconomic variables, respectively. For example, we can have situations where the responses are larger in the case of common frequency VAR. The reason is that when the data generating process is a mixed frequency VAR, aggregating the height frequency variable and then estimating a common frequency VAR might lead to bias in the parameter estimates. Hence, the impulse response from a common frequency VAR tend to be different from those implied by the true data generating process. And this is what we find in the Monte Carlo experiment. Then these results are also confirmed in the empirical analysis.
So you provide the empirical exercise on the financial data, using the financial data, but which other macroeconomic situations could be using your method and insights could be applied?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I would say that it depends on the nature of the data, because if the mixed frequency series can be modeled together using a VAR process, then one can use this methodology if interested in identifying high frequency shocks. Regarding the macroeconomic situations, typically macroeconomic variables, as we know, are available at a lower frequency. However, very recently, a number of papers are proposing economic indicators which are actually available at a weekly frequency. So, for example, talking about the US economy, but there are studies focusing also on other countries. One example could be the weekly economic index for US, which is an index of real economic activity constructed by Daniel Lewis, Karel Mertens, and James Stock using high frequency data. And this series can actually is actually available starting from 2009 from the FRED database. So an example could be identifying the height frequency transmission of macroeconomic shocks, for example, supply demand shock, using this type of height frequency data.
Okay, so what is next?
Possible future extensions might include, for example, the use of this methodology to nonlinear VAR models. Or we can also think about focusing on alternative empirical exercise, for example, using height frequency data on the federal funds rate and trying to estimate height frequency monetary policy shocks.
Okay, sounds exciting. So thank you very much for today's talk and super interesting results. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Aurelia.
Goodbye.
Thank you.